Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The movie is called Inside Game. If you go to YouTube, you can see the trailer for it. It comes into theaters nationally on Friday, November 1st. And it is the story of life as an NBA official, Tim Donaghy specifically, who now joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Tim, how are you doing today? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me.
So the film is about to come out, and when the idea for the film came up, give me your thoughts when you were approached regarding this.
Basically, I wanted nothing to do with it. They came down and spoke in Sarasota, Florida, and I actually declined involved in it. Fast forward, they said that they were going to do the movie with or without me, came back to me after it was done, sat down and showed me the film. And I thought that there was a good message in the film about choices and how each of us made some poor choices and it not only affected ourselves, but our families. And, you know, they were going to make a lot of donations towards a school in Springfield, Pennsylvania for mentally and physically challenged boys. So, you know, I jumped on board after the fact, after it was already made.
So I wanted to ask you specifically because out of everything that's been said regarding, you know, everything you've gone through and what the NBA went through, what is probably one or two of the things that have been maybe taken as fact that were rumors or misnomers or that are erroneous that you wanted to correct?
You know, I think a lot of people think I refereed that famous Game 6 between the Sacramento Kings and the Los Angeles Lakers in 2002, when Sacramento had the best team in the league, and that game was kind of officiated poorly. I think a lot of people think that I was involved in that game, and I wasn't. You know, just the whole game-fixing thing, I think a lot of people think also that I was out there sending players like Shaquille O'Neal or Kobe Bryant to the bench with fouls to make sure they win. And I think the movie does a really good job at showing, you know, that I was using that information with injuries, you know, or relationships with referees and other players. It's not well in the movie.
By the way, we're talking with Tim Donaghy, former NBA official. The movie's coming out called Inside Game. It's going to be released in you know, nationally in theaters on Friday, November 1st. So when you said it's a film about making poor choices, give me how this came about. When this was something you thought consciously about possibly doing, when you said, okay, this is where, because once you make the decision, you don't ever go back. You can't go back down that road again, you know? So give me your thoughts on all of that and how that came about.
My thoughts on when I was gambling?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I gambled because I was at clubs. I was playing big money, just playing blackjack, and afterwards jumping in limos, heading down to the casinos and, you know, hanging out with a high roller type crowd and started betting on sporting events and eventually betting on the NBA and betting on games that I officiated. So, you know, I was crossing the line I shouldn't have been near. Unfortunately, I just made one bad choice or another. And, you know, that being said, I ended up paying a price for it.
I don't know how to put this. I guess give me the players' reactions and other officials' reactions when all of this kind of came to light. I remember when everything opened up, and you know, you had breaking news, and ESPN was coming in every 5 minutes with something else regarding this. And what was the reaction from players that you had refereed, from guys that you had worked with? Were you excommunicated immediately, or were there people that reached out to you that said, "Hang in there"? I mean, what was the reaction internally?
From the NBA legal office and from the officiating system, I definitely was excommunicated, but there were a lot of players, owners that reached out to me because they knew that this had been going on, not only with me, but with people. With that being said, Francisi, who was a captain of Colombo crime family, said that in the 1990s, he had three NBA referees on his personal payroll, and none of them were named Tim Donaghy. So I think the players and a lot of the coaches and some of the owners thought that this had been going on for years, and they wanted it corrected, and they wanted it out of the game, and they wanted the rules enforced as they were written in the rule book, and nobody put at an advantage or a disadvantage.
Do you believe that it still goes on today?
You know, I think that when I watch these games, there's still special treatment that goes on between some referees and certain players and certain teams. I can't say as if that information is being passed along for the ability to win at gambling. I can only say that, you know, there are times that a lot of strange and unusual things still happen in the NBA.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, just because you have a relationship with a guy and you kind of give a guy a little bit of a pass, we've seen it happen with LeBron at times and such, it doesn't necessarily mean you have money on the game. It just means that maybe you gave this guy a little more respect or what have you, because we all talk about the superstar treatment, and that certainly exists in the NBA, correct?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, when you're an NBA referee and you're coming into the league, they'll sit down and tell you that, you know, nobody pays $2,000-$3,000 to sit courtside to see a player, like LeBron James, go to the bench in the first quarter with three fouls. So if you're going to put a foul on him, make sure he's the only player in that area and you can't dish it off on somebody else. Make sure when he has one or two fouls, give him another cheap one.
And that's one of the disconcerting things about the NBA. I remember when David Stern, the commissioner at the time, you know, had said, well, there was no cheating, no favoritism and such. I remember going with the Bucks when they were going to the Eastern Conference Finals and Scotty Williams being pulled off the plane and being suspended. And, you know, it just everybody goes back to the New York Knicks and the fix. And there was a lot of things that happened in the NBA that raised eyebrows. And the whole time you've got the commissioner standing up there going, no, we are beyond reproach. And then obviously things like this unfold. And it really did cast a light on the NBA where it just kind of needed to clean itself up, didn't it?
No doubt about it. The FBI did a investigation and said that they had a lot of things that within their own business that need to be cleaned up. And when having a Stern going on national TV, doing an interview and being asked a question, what is your ideal NBA finals match? He says the Lakers versus the Lakers. The arrogance of him to say is just remarkable. And us as officials, we're being told, trained, and programmed what to call in these games. And a lot of times, NBA referees were put on certain games to make sure certain outcomes came of it. And Dick Bavetta was one of those referees where he said he was the NBA's go-to guy. He was put on game sixes to make sure they went to a game seven.
Before I let you go, so the film is coming out on November 1st in theaters. And after the film was said and done and you sat down and watched the film, what reflection did you have at that point in time?
No, I was just as embarrassed today as I was 10 years ago when this all went down. You talk about your life playing out in a movie for everybody to see, and a lot of the poor choices that you made. It's embarrassing, but like I said, there's some good that's come of it with donations to a school that needs money, and everyone can see the message of the poor choices and not only how it affects each and every one of us, but how it affects our families. And I think there's a message there.
Tim, I appreciate the time. Glad you joined us for a couple of minutes. I find it completely compelling, and anybody that follows sports probably will as well. The film comes out on November 1st, Friday. It's called The Inside Game, and obviously it's the life and times of you. And we wish you the best of luck, and we certainly appreciate you joining us for a couple of minutes, okay?
Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. There you go. Tim Donaghy, the former NBA referee. The film is called, again, Inside Game. Going to be released in theaters nationally on Friday, November 1st. And it was when that whole story came about, it was fascinating because you're coming out of a Bucks run to the Eastern Conference Final, and that's still stuck in a lot of people's craw, that Scotty Williams was pulled off of that plane and told he was suspended. We were heading to Philadelphia and Game 7, and we knew the league wanted Philadelphia, the bigger market, against the L.A. Lakers. We knew it. You just knew it, that this little city of Milwaukee was never going to get a fair shot, and then when that happened, you thought, okay, the fix is in. And damned if they still didn't almost beat Philadelphia, but the league got what they wanted. They got Allen Iverson and company against Kobe and Shaq, and obviously the Lakers go on to win that series. But, you know, as he said, there was times that it was just Dick Bavetta was just that guy that just, you always knew, there was just always something about the league that just seemed that they had their thumb on the scale. You know, the scale was never going to be equal. It was never going to be even. And then all this came to light. Now, it's who you choose to believe. Do you believe the NBA is completely clean and justified in the exiling of Tim Donaghy? Yeah, most do. But I don't think they're completely clean. I just don't. I never did. You can watch video after video after video of certain treatment of superstars. And, you know, as he said, when you come in as a rookie referee, they tell you, you know, hey, people aren't paying $2,000 to sit courtside to watch, you know, Giannis, you know, be out late in the first quarter because of three fouls. I think the NBA game one is the most physically demanding game in all of sport, okay? Because of the pounding the body takes in so many different ways. It doesn't mean football isn't, pounding. It certainly is. But the most physically demanding game in all of sport is the NBA. So it's very physical. It's very fast. It is tough to officiate and get everything 100% right. But I think what goes on in the NBA that frustrates fans is the perception that there are stars and there's everybody else, is the perception that one guy is going to get something that the other people just simply aren't privy to. And that to me has always been and will always be what taints the game of basketball. Which is the reason a lot of people don't watch the NBA. They look at the college game instead. Because in colleges, they don't care who fouls out. You know, if you got a guy that goes to the bench with three fouls early on in the first half, so be it. He's got three fouls. But the NBA will always be perceived as looking as if it has a thumb on the scales. And that's what sucks about the NBA. That's why when it comes to the NBA, specifically late in the season, a lot of people will throw their hands up and say, not watching this anymore. Just and especially when it's against your team, obviously, but I'm just not watching this anymore. Now, you know, and people seem to cheer when Giannis will go down the middle of the lane and you know, do the giant Euro drop step and pivot and turn and two steps and then up and dunk, and we love it. But you know in the back of your mind, you know, he just walked half the court and nobody called a damn thing. And that's what taints the game. But in retrospect, it's still exciting, and it's fast becoming a more and more and more popular sport with each passing day. But Tim Donaghy, man, that period of time was a big, huge black eye on the NBA, without a doubt.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.